I was working as a busboy in a London club. It was my job to clear the tables, load the dishwasher, and make sure the waitresses had enough glasses to go round. No one would call it glamorous, but for some reason I loved it, and I was early to work every day. And noticing this, the manager gave me an upgrade and a wage rise, and put me in charge of the backstage rider. The rider was basically a list of supplies which the performers requested for their dressing room, and so each evening my first task was to call into the office, collect the list, and carefully assemble, and then deliver the order. Bottles of beer, bottles of sparkling water. Sometimes the call was for a couple of litres of red wine. And for the older performers, I'd bring back scotch or rum or a bottle of gin and a lemon. The other busboys and some of the waitresses thought that I had somehow bagged myself the most prestigious job of all. While they were running around answering the call of the regular Joes, I was, they imagined, sitting backstage, hobnobbing with the stars. But I soon realised that my job was simply to quench the thirst of a bunch of faded old rockers. Occasionally, a younger, more vital band would arrive, only to reveal themselves in the privacy of the dressing room to be just as dull and witless as the forebears they dreamed of replacing. And then one evening, I was told that we had a special guest, an unannounced superstar, who was due to join the main act for a song or two, and who should, they said, be treated like royalty. Bob Dylan was coming. The request from his management was simple. He wasn't a big drinker, but a bottle of red wine and a couple of beers would, we were told, be appreciated. Some crisps would also be good. But I was having none of it. I borrowed a pencil from one of the waitresses and took the list into the changing room. Crisps? You can't give Bob Dylan crisps. This is the man who wrote Like a Rolling Stone, for God's sake. This is the man who wrote Mr. Tambourine Man and Tangled Up in Blue, and you're going to feed him crisps. By now I had worked myself into a righteous frenzy. If this club thought that crisps constituted a proper food for the voice of a generation, then it was my job to save them from themselves. Cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, not on my watch. I added a request for chicken wings, deep-fried squid and spring rolls, and handed it into the kitchen. Before I went to the bar, I supplemented the drinks order with a bottle of bourbon and a rare and expensive bottle of tequila. I collected everything, tottered backstage with a series of plates and trays, and then sat down to wait. And I didn't wait long. The manageress tapped lightly on the door and ushered in a small man wearing dark glasses and a hoodie. I'd seen recent pictures of Mr. Dylan, and he seemed these days to be wearing hoodies rather a lot. I was not prepared, however, for how short he was. Wasn't Bob Dylan about 5'8"? And here, up close and personal, he seemed little more than 5'5". And his nose seemed smaller and flatter. He looked more like a boxer than the great eagle of the Midwest that I had been expecting. But the hair, or what I could see of it at least, was unmistakable. The hood was up, but there was a trademark curl to the grey-brown frizz that reached across his brow. Come on, I said to myself. You can't meet Bob Dylan and then complain that he doesn't look properly bobbish. With a brief, this is Chris, he'll look after you. The manageress left, and for a moment, our guest peered around the room. He hung his coat on the back of the door, took off his dark glasses, and sat in a plastic chair. Did you make this? He asked, looking at the buffet. No, they make it in the kitchen. I just bring it here and set it up. Giving a job description to Bob Dylan made the whole thing seem more tragic than I could have imagined, but he didn't appear to mind. And what would you recommend? I don't know, I said. People like the squid. He nodded. Yeah. There was a brief pause. People always do. He took a piece from its plate and bit into it before nodding again. Seeing as you're the guy with the taste, he turned to me and smiled. Maybe you could recommend something else. Which guitar would you go for? He pointed towards the far wall where 8 or 9 acoustic guitars had been set up. I recognised the names, but was already out of my depth. "You can't go wrong with a Martin," I said, pretending to know. "You're right again," he laughed, picking up the one that I had pointed to and passing it to me. "What are we going to play?" This was the one part of the whole experience that I had prepared for. I'd had this dream 1,000 times. And so we launched straight into I Shall Be Released. And then followed it with a quick One Too Many Mornings, and finally a version of Albert Frank Baddow's Copper Kettle. The final chord was still ringing out when the manageress tapped again. "He's not coming, James," she said to my fellow guitarist. The hooded stranger, who was now apparently calling himself James, looked up and laughed. "How come?" The manageress shrugged. "There's a strike or something. He's still in Rome." And she went. James put down his guitar, and taking his coat with one hand, reached the other out towards me. "Nice playing with you, kid," he said. "You got a right hand like a sledgehammer." I was still in a state of shock, wondering who I'd spent the last half hour bonding with. A sledgehammer. Is that a good thing? "Damn right," James laughed. "That's how Leadbelly used to play. See you around." So the band went on that evening without their special guest, and I got home at about 2 a.m. And I sat on the bed, drinking the bottle of tequila that I'd borrowed from the dressing room. And a few of the great man's words came to me from Ballad of a Thin Man. And they made sense to me as they never had before. "Something is happening here," the song goes, "and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?" And I tried to picture Bob Dylan waiting at Rome International Airport, and I thought to myself, no, I have no idea what's happening here. I have no idea at all.